First you see it, and then you see it again.
We're the best, we're the beautiful, we're the only Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Yes, we're back. Ghostbusters 2 opens this weekend. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
This is, you guessed it, a kinder, gentler Ghostbusters. It's pleasant in its ramshackle way, and it's often pretty funny, but this movie doesn't exactly sweep you into its grip. It's nice, but distant, like all those headlines about the Bush puppies. Soft news. Not that the first Ghostbusters was an urgent, edge-of-your-seat affair. But there was a subversive element in it. The ghosts would try to scare you, or at least make your eyes pop, and there would be Bill Murray in the corner of the screen shrugging them off. He couldn't help it. His sense of irony is so complete that he seemed to be shrugging off the movie itself. In Ghostbusters 2, everybody's shrugging. The whole movie's a shrug. The sequel takes for granted that you not only saw the first one, but that you thought about it, bought its merchandise, clasped its concepts to your bosom. It assumes you know all about slime and its properties, that you know who the Ghostbusters are, and that you'll be saddened to find Bill Murray now hosting a phony psychic TV show, and Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson now performing at birthday parties. It assumes, in other words, that nothing it presents to you will surprise you, and in a way that's true. So the director, Ivan Reitman, wisely relies on his performers to liven things up. Peter McNichol makes an especially ingenious villain. Rick Moranis and Annie Potts discover true love. And Bill Murray gets all kind and gentle, albeit in his uniquely weird way, with Sigourney Weaver's new baby.
Well, what do you think?
He's ugly. I mean, he's not Elephant Man ugly, but he's not attractive. Was his father ugly?
Don't listen.
And he stinks.
You're right, senor.
Did his father stink? Yeah. Daddy was a smelly, huh? What's your name?
His name is Oscar.
Oh, named after a hot dog. You poor man. You poor, poor man.
Domesticating Bill Murray is a strange idea, but it works surprisingly well. In Ghostbusters 2, he sets up housekeeping with Weaver, and you gradually begin to see how his deeply ingrained insincerity can coexist with all the usual sensitive male virtues, how he can be caring and cool all at once. And his skeptical demeanor is like a compass. If you want to find the hippest attitude toward every conceivable incident, you look where Murray's pointing. His mocking disposition keeps the movie clean, even when it threatens to get gooey. And believe me, it does. Weaver's baby, you see, is the plot's linchpin. It seems the ghost of a medieval Carpathian fiend wants to enter its body so as to be reborn and take over the world. And in ways that are not entirely clear, he's being aided in his scheme by a river of slime that runs underneath New York City. Oh, and New York's bad attitudes don't help any. The more wicked and negative and corrupt New Yorkers are, the more that river of slime swells and threatens. In other words, Ghostbusters 2 is urging us all to be nice to each other and cultivate positive feelings, and that way, innocent babes won't have to be afraid of no ghosts. But the movie doesn't cram its mush down our throats very forcefully. In fact, it doesn't do anything very forcefully. Ghostbusters 2 is itself a kind of phantom. You can see right through it. And when it's over, you're not quite sure it was ever really there.